WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, fellow humans. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a more balanced and awesome life. Welcome back to the Balanced Stoic Podcast, where we ditch the drama and embrace the power of emotional mastery. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, emotional intelligence, or EQ as the cool kids call it. Ever feel like you're stuck on an emotional roller coaster? Like your feelings are controlling you instead of the other way around? Well, guess what? You're not alone. And the good news is, we can totally learn to navigate these crazy waves and become masters of our own emotional landscape. Now, EQ isn't just about being a walking, talking therapist. It's about understanding your emotions, knowing how they impact you and those around you, and using that knowledge to make smart choices. Think of it like this. Your brain is the captain of the ship, your emotions are the waves, and EQ is your navigation system. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you boost your EQ game. 1. Self-awareness. This is the foundation, people. It's about recognizing your own emotions, what triggers them, and how they influence your thoughts and behaviors. Think of it like this. Are you a glass half full kind of person or a glass half empty kind of soul? Do you tend to get stressed easily, or do you roll with the punches? Understanding these patterns is the first step to taking control. 2. Self-regulation. Okay, so you're aware of your emotions, awesome. But what about when things get heated? This is where self-regulation comes in. It's about managing those emotional responses, not letting them take over. Ever feel like you say something you regret in the heat of the moment? That's self-regulation gone awry. Practice techniques like deep breathing, mindfulness, or simply taking a step back before reacting. 3. Empathy. This is all about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to understand their perspective. It's not just feeling sorry for them, it's genuinely trying to see the world through their eyes. Think of it like this. Empathy is the superpower that allows you to build stronger connections with people, resolve conflicts more effectively, and create a more compassionate world. 4. Social skills. EQ isn't just about your inner game, it's also about your outer game. Strong social skills mean being able to communicate clearly, listen actively, and build healthy relationships. Think of it like this. EQ helps you become a better friend, a better colleague, and a more effective communicator in all areas of your life. 5. Motivation. This one's all about setting goals, staying focused, and pushing yourself to achieve great things. But here's the catch. EQ helps you stay motivated by keeping your emotions in check. Think of it like this. When you're feeling overwhelmed or discouraged, EQ gives you the tools to bounce back and keep going. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at work, and your boss just handed down a massive project with an impossible deadline. Your heart starts racing. You feel that familiar knot in your stomach, and all you want to do is throw in the towel. But then, remember those EQ superpowers we talked about. You take a deep breath, self-regulation. Remind yourself that this is a challenge you can conquer, motivation, and start brainstorming solutions with your colleagues, social skills. And boom, you're not just surviving, you're thriving in the face of adversity. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you develop your emotional intelligence. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and celebrate every win along the way. Remember, becoming emotionally intelligent isn't about being perfect, it's about constantly learning, growing, and showing up as your best self in every situation. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area where you want to improve your EQ. Maybe it's becoming more aware of your triggers or practicing better communication with loved ones. Set a small goal for this week and watch how those tiny steps can lead to big changes. And don't forget to share your journey with me. Leave a comment on the podcast page, let me know what you're working on, and connect with other listeners who are on this awesome EQ adventure. Until next time, keep striving for balance, keep mastering your emotions, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.